I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Foreign leaders are meeting April 17th in Jordan to lay the groundwork for upcoming Middle East peace talks. In the meantime, violence has been spreading throughout the region. Words of Hope's Lady Young says they've just expanded their broadcast that sends a different message.
Along with the doubling of the airtime, the production teams of young Christian professionals in Egypt and Lebanon have revamped creative, fast-paced mix of program segments that attract and hold listeners' interest over Radio Monte Carlo through Trans World Radio.
Next, evangelists are blooming in places where sharing the gospel is restricted. Association of Baptists for World Evangelism reports that one of the evangelists they trained last August has already brought five people to Christ, all five already trained and sharing their faith in several places. ABWE's been invited back to give evangelism training to 60 more national Christian workers. They work in places where people have never heard the gospel. Pray for wisdom for the new Christians and the evangelists. And MissionTeach.com was designed to end the disconnect between churches and the mission field. Wycliffe Bible Translators Jamie Farr explains the website matches ability with need. He says that Wycliffe's investment in MissionTeach.com is ultimately for Bible translation. So how do these two connect?
The biggest reason families leave is because of the lack of educational support and options for their children. Today, we are looking at less than half of the positions that are posted worldwide in missions are filled. We need to bring understanding to the worldwide church of how they can better support missionaries.
Mission Network News is a daily news service at Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, M&N is making available the CD, Passionate Praise 2 from Discovery House Music. Get your copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.